Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com.
From TheBlogulator.com.
It's Blogulator Radio.
Skewering and fawning over all things television for the Fancy Pants Gangsters Network.
My name's Chris.
And I'm Jerxica.
And our opinions are valid. This is the time where we talk about TV and stuff.
Yeah.
This is our new schedule. We're on bi-weekly now, and it's been a while, so allow us to get into the swing of things. Also, I just worked a 13-hour day and want to go to sleep, and Jerxica is... What? I can cry? Let me cry.
All right.
We're going to talk about some TV news this time, I guess, pretty much because we've been watching the same old stuff, mostly sitcoms, and there's a lot of shows that we haven't been watching that either I want to or Jerxica doesn't want to.
Mostly both of those things combined.
Yeah, right, and hence the lack of watching. Also, we're busy, baby and stuff, what have you. Why not we just get talking about shows that don't exist yet, so we don't feel bad about all the shows that are existing already that we aren't watching.
We're happy in our decisions not to watch them.
Yeah, whatever you want to say. So let's go down the list. I don't have any, order to this. I guess all of these involve some kind of famous person. Mm-hmm, that's pretty much the ones that
I like, celebrities.
Go into the news. Okay. So, let's do this a fun
it's
way.
It's not going to be like random guy gets break on television show. Like, what? Why wouldn't they all? Of course they involve celebrities.
Okay. So I haven't told you about any of these pieces of news, Jerxica. So, I'm going to give you 6 categories.
Ooh.
And you get to choose, which one we talk about and what it turns out to be. Okay?
I'll take the rapists for 500. therapists.
We've got film noir.
Uh-huh.
We've got...
I like it.
Animated series.
Ooh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Dislike, but...
We've got...
Intrigued.
A vampire series.
Ooh. Animated?
No. None of these are combined. We've got an HBO show. We've got a sci-fi show. And we've got a sitcom starring a movie star.
All right. I'll take vampires with a twist of film noir animated.
What? You just chose 3 categories. We'll start with vampires, because I think that's the one that we all care least about.
Yes.
Okay. So, Corey Stoll, the guy who plays the congressman that does coke and hires hookers on House of Cards? Do you remember House of Cards?
Yes.
The bald guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
he mostly bald.
No, but I'm saying he... Yeah, okay.
Which part of it did I say?
Well, he hired a hooker, but it was not like...
It's not like it's a regular thing that he did?
Well, he probably is a regular hooker.
Customer,
but I'm just saying that the glimpse into his life that
Are you saying I mischaracterized him?
No, I was... Need a little bit. Okay, move on, though. Yeah, okay. That guy. Oh, he's weird looking.
By the way, are we ever going to finish House of Cards?
I want to.
Me too.
Yeah.
How do we get to talking about the shows that we're not watching that we want to watch?
I don't know.
That was the whole goal of this episode. Anyways, he's going to star as the protagonist in a new FX vampire drama called The Strain.
He kind of looks like a vampire.
Yeah, it's pretty good casting. If you're going to make Strain... Like, I strained to tell you...
I'm a vampire?
I'm a vampire. Or...
I strained the chunks out of your blood before I drank it.
Yep.
I'm a vampire.
Or I think the actual definition
I strained to develop a plot. Mm-hmm.
Yep. The actual definition they're going for is a strain of virus.
Oh.
And so these aren't vampires that become vampires because of a virus. Isn't the whole point
isn't
of...
Isn't that zombies?
Yeah. So isn't the whole fun of a vampire story that, like, they suck each other's blood. Is that what they do? What do? So they suck each other's blood, but they don't become vampires by sucking blood. They become vampires by a parasitic virus.
Oh my god.
That doesn't make any sense. Oh, here's the best part about all this.
I don't know. I don't know if I should say bus.
No. And I there's no context for this in the news story I'm reading. Maybe I'll look at the next the one that they are resourcing. But for some reason, these vampires spray ammonia out of their asses.
What?
Yeah, like...
None of this makes any sense. Let's just move on. This is too much. How did this get made? How was this pitched to anyone at any point?
Guillermo del Toro wrote, co-wrote a horror trilogy novel series called The Strain. Carlton Cuse of Lost is developing it for FX. Apparently it was very sought after by various networks. FX what? Won the bidding war.
Between what? Them and the Hallmark Channel? I don't understand why this is a thing.
I don't know.
This is I'm officially old. I'm officially old as balls, and I don't understand the kids today. What does someone do when they develop a show? For FX.
They have meetings with people and tell them what they think the show should look like.
But they don't write the they don't write the script. They don't cast it.
I don't know. Maybe they have some say in casting. What am I, an inside baseball kind of guy?
There's a lot of shrugging going on.
Can I give you the plot introduction? It's kind of entertaining.
What?
From Wikipedia, the original novel.
Sunrise. Protagonist gets sprayed in the face by ammonia.
Oh, I forgot to tell you my favorite part. The ammonia being sprayed on their asses is only second in the ridiculousness
ranking. Hasn't sprayed a little ammonia out of their ass?
My favorite part is that Corey Stoll's character, the protagonist, his name is Dr. Ephraim Goodweather. Dr. Ephraim Goodweather.
Is this modern?
I believe so.
So a modern-day person is named... Ephraim Goodweather.
And for some reason, the secondary character
is... Are you making this up as we go along?
The secondary character is a pawn shop owner in Spanish Harlem who is a former professor and survivor of the Holocaust.
Oh god, is there some weird allegory?
Probably.
Ugh.
Yeah. What's his name? Alan Ball tried it with... gay rights and True Blood, and now Del Toro and Cuse are trying it with the Holocaust? Persecution? Too soon. I don't know, dude. That's your new vampire show that's gonna probably be a hit. I keep trying to think, like, have there been vampire shows that have failed?
I don't know.
Vampire Diaries, huge hit.
This is really Buffy upsetting. The
Vampire Slayer, huge hit.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
What?
Well, that was like 20 years ago.
I'm just saying, ever since vampires became a thing again in the late 90s.
The late 90s, we're considering this a trend. I think Buffy the Vampire Slayer was like ahead of its time.
Buffy the Vampire, I don't have anything against it. I'm not a huge fan or anything. But Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV series, came after Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie.
No, I appreciate that, but even the TV series, like, was ahead of the curve in terms of the vampire trend. It was like,
I guess in terms of this new wave of vampire trend.
Yeah, a new
trend.
Wave.
Right.
An ammonia wave.
Cascading through the anus.
Well, that's what's been missing from all these other vampire shows.
Is butts? Is,
yeah, more asses.
Right.
Well, and not just asses, but things spraying out of these, out of said asses.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I like where you're going with this. Is that all? Was that your point?
Yeah, I mean, that really was my point. Okay. I mean, that often I watch a vampire show and I think, man, all of their orifices are far too dry.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you got the blood, but why not add another liquid to the mix?
Right.
Another liquid, another hole. It's all good. Okay. Would you like to hear your categories again?
Film noir.
Oh, you remembered.
Yeah.
Okay. Film noir. Our good friend, James Ellroy. He's my good friend. Is he your good friend?
I don't know who you're talking about.
James Ellroy.
Ellroy from The Jetsons?
No, James Ellroy, author of White Jazz and L.A. Confidential.
White Noise?
White Jazz.
White Jazz.
Okay. I'm going to give... I'm going to give Jerkska a reading list this summer.
Is that Kim Basinger?
The movie, L.A. Confidential, was, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay. You haven't seen the greatest modern film noir. What? I was 14 when that came out, and I loved it.
Yeah, I remember my parents getting us a babysitter so they could go out on a date to go see that when it was in the
theaters. Sounds cool. I want to hang out with your parents more. LA Confidential.
I don't want to hang out with them. They spray out one of the top things out of their ass.
One of the top 10 movies of the 90s. Is...
Really?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have a viewing list and a reading list for you this summer.
Man.
James Ellroy is getting two TV series, or maybe two pilots. One is a sequel series to LA Confidential. He's developing.
Wait, it's a sequel series?
Though? A sequel series. So the same characters.
This doesn't make any sense. LA Confidential was originally a book.
Correct.
And then a movie.
And now it will be a TV show.
But a TV show can't be a sequel.
What would you call it then? Because it's going to be, I assume, by that when they say sequel, they mean it'll...
After.
Right, it'll take place afterwards.
An epilogue.
An epilogue?
An episodic epilogue.
An epilogue is usually shorter than that which precedes it. A TV series, by its definition, even if it only gets one season, will be longer than the original LA Confidential film.
Not individual episodes.
So it's going to be an episodic multi-epilogue.
I don't think you can have a multi-epilogue.
Well,
it's one...
I don't think you really know what you're talking about.
Really? Epilogue is, by definition, shorter?
That's I suppose that's a fair question. Should I... Merriam-Webster this shit?
We will look it up at a different
epilogue.
Juncture.
Why do a different juncture when the internet's at our fingertips?
Our listeners are waiting. They want us
what,
to...
They're listening. They're waiting for us to go on to the next topic.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to hear me announce in their netcast what the definition of an epilogue is. A concluding section that rounds out the design of a literary work. Rounds out the design.
Well, rounds out, like... Maybe there's a lot of loose ends. There's nothing in there that denotes that it has to be shorter.
A speech often in verse addressed to the audience by an actor at the end of a play.
Often, not always.
Or B, the final scene of a play that comments on or summarizes the main action.
Yes.
So that's a good point. It acts as a summary.
Right.
So what do you think? That this TV series that may or may not have a particular end in sight...
I really just don't like calling something a sequel when it's a sequel.
Okay, then just say that. Then just say that.
It's a different media.
Then just say that.
That's not okay.
Okay, then just say that.
Well, I was saying that, and I was suggesting an alternative, which you're very judgmental of.
Okay. Apparently there was an LA Confidential pilot.
Was that animated?
No. Hmm. What is your obsession with animating... vampire butts.
I like the idea of animating things that shouldn't be animated.
There was an LA Confidential pilot starring Kiefer Sutherland.
Ugh.
Back from... When was this from?
All white male actors of Kiefer Sutherland's age look the same to me.
That makes no sense.
I don't understand the difference between Kiefer Sutherland...
And who else?
I don't know. Kevin Costner.
Ugh.
Bruce Willis.
Bruce... You can't tell the difference between Bruce Willis...
Kevin Spacey.
And Kiefer Sutherland. Okay.
Kevin Kline.
Okay. I don't even know where to begin this discussion. I think that's that discussion merits less time than my explanation... or recitation of the definition of epilogue.
Really?
From Merriam-Webster.com. Yes.
Why? Because it's so absurd?
Because not only is it so absurd, it's just another instance of you thinking all white men look the same in general.
Not all white men. All white men that, like, are over 50. Because they all, like, have this, like, that are on television. Because they all have this, like, grimaced... You know, they just walk around with, like, a disgruntled expression on their face. They're, like, a little bit chubby, but mostly just, like, their muscles have given out.
Okay, maybe I'm with you now.
Their hairline isn't quite sure what it wants to do. It's kind of like watching Nashville.
Okay, that makes more sense, if you compare it to that. The second James Ellroy series is called Shakedown, which is an adaptation of one of his novels, one I haven't read, but sounds like the usual Ellroy fodder, cop-turned-private dick kind of thing.
Private dick.
I don't really know why he's developing both at the same time, other than trying to just make sure that at least one of them sticks. But I hope that
unless there's ammonia pouring out of someone's ass, I wouldn't count on success.
But I hope it doesn't backfire him and they end up... and they end up both getting denied because of their similarities.
What do you mean denied?
Rejected.
Like not...
Turned down.
Not aired?
Not,
I thought you were talking about things that are going to air.
No, these are just pilots.
That are being shot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I guess there's shows that may or may not happen. I guess The Strain definitely is happening because FX, like a lot of cable networks, they order the series for at least one season.
I wish we had access to like a library of on-air pilots.
I do too, actually.
You know, like the graveyard of pilots. That would be really cool.
Mm-hmm. Though that LA Confidential pilot that I mentioned starring Keith Russell and is on YouTube. As are many on-aired pilots.
Really?
Yeah, I wish there were. I wonder if there's like a YouTube channel feature
for on-air pilots,
right? Because I mean, how do you track them down? I mean, how do you know?
I mean,
these
they have to be
exist?
Like leaked, right? Because somebody still owns them, even if they didn't.
Right, right. Let's move on. What do you want to hear next?
Sci-fi.
Thank you. This is the one I'm most excited about. Ooh, surprise, surprise. Nerd alert. Blah, 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 blah. It is.
Why is that your nerd alert noise?
I don't know. Why is a siren the sound of a siren?
What?
Why is why is the sky blue?
Well, there's a scientific reason behind it.
Why does the cat like to eat its own puke?
I don't think the cat likes to eat its own puke. I think it's just curious.
You got answers for everything, don't you, Jason?
I do.
Yeah.
I do have answers for everything, and they're all correct.
The sci-fi show that is being developed is. If you had to take one guess at a major TV mogul that's developing a sci-fi series, who'd it be?
A TV mogul?
I don't know what you'd call him. Producer, series developer. Second guess.
That's all I know.
J.J. Abrams.
He's doing stuff already.
I know, he's always doing stuff. He's going to, and it may be a miniseries or a regular series. But he is adapting Stephen King's 11/22/63. Yep, as in the date. And history quiz, what happened on that date?
I don't know.
Come on. November 63. Really?
JFK
shot? Yes. Okay, so here's the plot.
I didn't know that was November.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they were in Texas.
In Texas, right.
That's why they were in a convertible. We could be in a convertible here.
It's about a teacher, so I'm interested, right? Right? It's about a teacher who travels back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination.
Why would anybody want to stop the Kennedy assassination?
What?
Why would anybody want to stop the Kennedy assassination?
So that he can continue being president?
Well, I've seen Butterfly Effect. That shit doesn't work.
You don't know that?
Our country.
Yeah, so it would make the
irreparably affected by that assassination. So you can't go back in time and take away the assassination and think that our country is still going to exist.
So you're saying if Kennedy wasn't assassinated, the United States wouldn't exist?
You don't know that, you don't know that it would.
That's the fun of the show, though. Anyways, so it's kind of fun because then it's kind of like Lost meets Mad Men.
Are there any shows with women?
What? Women? What's a woman? Yeah, they're, one of these that we would talk about will feature a woman in a co-starring role.
Oh, is anybody not white?
What would you consider The Rock?
Oh, man.
Okay, we'll get there.
I'm glad that he's part of this.
But obviously the big question is if he wants this to be a series instead of a miniseries. That's a lot of...
I've already forgotten what this is about.
The guy going back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination. We were literally talking about it 10 seconds ago. There could be. Who knows? Maybe he's got a helper monkey that operates the time machine.
They would be promoting the shit out of that.
On NBC.
NBC Curie Animal Writers.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I said that. Oh. That's why I helped you with your joke.
My jokes don't need help, Chris. And that wasn't a joke. I actually really want there to be a monkey.
I know you do, hon.
There are no monkeys on television. I'm not asking for a lot.
Just one that doesn't get canceled.
One monkey.
What is Crystal the monkey doing now? I heard that after Animal Practice got canceled, she got picked up for...
Wait, that monkey was a girl?
Yeah.
Oh, shit!
Yeah, talking about strong leading ladies. Crystal the monkey, what is she up to now? Crystal the monkey is a female capuchin and animal actor. She portrayed the irritating monkey Dexter in the 2006 film Night at the Museum. Now I'm just reading Wikipedia on our netcast.
Chapter one. Chapter. I wish Wikipedia had chapters.
The Good Thing she's in this year. What is that? And she plays herself. What? She plays herself?
Is a documentary about the intense solitary
good thing of a
animal actor. About being an animal actor.
Crystal Monkey.
Oh my gosh, we went down a weird wormhole.
Crystal the Monkey named as one of TV's highest paid actors.
Well, yeah.
That'll buy a lot of bananas, says the Daily Mail.
What?
She received $12,000 per episode of Animal Practice. No wonder it got canceled. That's a lot for a monkey.
Hey, you don't know what her obligations are.
Do you think she can have a bank account?
She has student loans. She's got... What do you mean, can she have a bank account?
Is no. I don't know.
The answer is no. A monkey cannot be the beneficiary of a bank account. Actually, a monkey probably could be a beneficiary, just not...
Oh, but the actual highest paid TV star is...
Owner.
Take a guess. Who do you think is the actual highest paid TV star?
Like animals?
No, a human. She's definitely the highest paid animal.
It's a popular show.
Tick tock, tick tock. Okay, I'll give you multiple choice.
Okay.
A, B, C, or D.
This will be easy.
Is it A, Mark Harmon for NCIS?
No.
B, Ashton Kutcher for Two and a Half Men?
Maybe.
C, Judy Shineland for Judge Judy?
No.
Or D, David Letterman.
Ooh. Ashton Kutcher.
Incorrect.
David Letterman.
Incorrect.
Judge Judy?
Judge F and Judy.
She's the highest paid?
$45 million a year.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an episode. $45 million a year? I guess because she's irreplaceable.
Right. Irreplaceable. I can't find out what this monkey movie is. What the hell were we talking about? Oh, yeah. 11-22-63. Okay. Like
that's
I was saying.
That's a really dumb title.
Oh, well, that's the name of the book.
I don't care. It's a dumb title.
Why? It's just the
date.
It's
a series of numbers.
So?
It just sounds ridiculous. How do you even shelve that?
Under 11?
My card catalog people at. How do you shelve numbers? Is it by, like, how you'd spell it out, or is it at the beginning?
No, it's usually...
Library science.
If it's numerical, and our library science friends can help me if I'm wrong.
That it's at the beginning?
That, yeah, if it's numerical, like, digits, then it goes before the alphabet.
But if 11 was spelled out...
Correct, then it'd go under E.
That's very confusing.
So, like, I believe... At the library or at the bookstore, like, 12 Angry Men is used as the numerical digits, so it would go before, whereas, I'm trying to think of an example.
12th Night.
12th Night would be right. Spelled out, so that'd go under T. Mm. Yeah. But you, I don't think they'd call the show that, because I think that is a dumb name for a TV show. But the question that I was trying to get to before we went down the monkey wormhole, speaking of wormholes... Is clearly, it's got a
show title.
Wormholes.
Wormholes.
With some extra O's in there.
Yeah.
Wormholes.
Wormholes.
Wormholes. What's up, prostitutes that go back in time?
Or hookers that are actually that are worms. Worm hookers.
Worm hookers or hookers that have worms.
No, that
wouldn't be
that's
very.
That's where I draw the line.
The point I'm trying to make is if they go back in time to stop the Kennedy assassination, when will they go back to for the beginning of the series, and how long will it take for them to catch up to that date, and then will it continue on past that date, or is the whole series working up to that date? Because that would be a long series for them to work up to that date, and what if they get canceled and they never actually get there? They're going to have to show the Kennedy assassination.
What if it's more like Groundhog Day, so every day they go back it is...
It's the Kennedy assassination all over and over again.
Yeah, it's just the 22nd of November, repeatedly.
That I would watch, and I would have no problems with.
Really?
No, I'd have a lot of problems with
it. So all TV shows and movies should base themselves on
Groundhog Day. Yeah. Isn't that what, like, most TV shows do, though? Is that whole idea of resetting the clock?
I guess. You wake up every morning, you get sprayed in the ass with ammonia.
It's just another day at the office. Okay, what's next?
Not again.
What's next? Do you need to hear the categories again?
Is Andie MacDowell a category?
No. What?
Damn it!
Why would you want to talk about her?
I don't know. She's in Groundhog Day. She's got little teeth. My dad thinks she's beautiful.
I like those three sentences in a row.
I don't know. What else is there? I forget now.
Animated, HBO, yeah, or animated. Sitcom starring movie stars.
Animated.
Okay, animated.
Queen
you'll like
the Rock.
No.
Damn it!
You're like, it's pretty close, though. It's a Bigfoot animated series.
What?
And it's written and developed by Evan Goldberg and Seth Rogen.
I don't know who Evan Goldberg is.
He co-wrote Superbad with Seth Rogen. Also, I believe...
I don't think I heard of this.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
It's, I guess it's not attached to a network yet. But it's based on set of graphic novels written by Graham Romeu. The titles of the graphic novels are pretty entertaining. The first one's called Me Write Book, It Bigfoot Memoir. Second one's called I Not Dead. And third one's called In Me Own Words. And it portrays Bigfoot as this kind of hopeless romantic that can't quite fit into the animal world and can't quite fit into the human world. And is left to be ostracized and pontificating
hilarious.
On his own. I know, right?
Did you say pontificating or defecating?
Which would you prefer?
I think they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Really.
Well, he's probably doing both at the same time.
Yeah, because what are
if
you?
If he's anything
what
like
are you
me,
do while you're defecating,
right?
And pontificate.
Well, check your iPad. The shows. Or the graphic novel's illustrations look kind of interesting, and if the show follows in line, it could make for not just a potentially funny show, but also kind of abstract-looking. It's almost like kind of like watercolor-style animation.
But it's a comedy.
But it's a comedy. The big mark against it is that it's also brought... Matt McKenna on board, who is a writer for American Dad. So that's too bad. But I don't know. I'd watch it. Give it a shot. It's been a while since an animated show really grabbed me by the, you know.
Ammonia stained ass.
Yes.
No, I will not watch it.
Okay, I'm on my own. Because Seth Rogen is just a writer rather than being able to see.
Well, animated, I don't like it.
What? What? What?
I mean, what? What? What?
Daria, home movies.
The end.
The end.
Clone Eye.
Clone Eye.
The end.
So you're saying you've never watched another animated show?
Oh, I like Life of Tim.
Yeah, Life and Times of Tim. Yeah.
So, the end.
You'll give it a shot with me. If it gets good reviews. Okay.
Because otherwise we don't have time for you.
Probably not. We don't even have time for the shows with the good reviews. We have to watch...
What has good reviews that we watch? Nothing.
That we... I know, exactly. We have all these shows that have good reviews that we don't watch.
Like what?
Hannibal.
I knew you were going to say that, besides Hannibal.
What's that new show? Rectify?
Rectify?
Yeah.
Rectal?
No, it doesn't Rectal-fy? Have to do with... There's no ammonia asses. In that one, sorry. Top of the Lake?
Top of the Lake?
I know, that's what I say in my head, too, when I hear it. Yeah, no, there's some other shit. But instead we end up going to bed watching Mystery Diners, which is a really good show,
by the way. It is a good show! Because who's stealing? We don't know! Lives are actually really sad.
I know, it's super depressing. HBO or sitcom with movie star?
Sitcom with movie star!
Can we say that to the end? Because okay, no, I'll go.
HBO!
I just like, I don't want to end the show talking about The Rock.
That's HBO?
Yeah, so let's use that as the penultimate conversation.
Oh my god, is it a sequel to The Tooth Fairy?
You wish.
I do wish.
Didn't we watch part of that?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
On our honeymoon.
We were in frickin' Dominican Republic and we spent a half an hour of it watching The Tooth Fairy.
Eh, well.
That was a weak moment. But it was outside.
On a big screen.
And we were sipping drinks. Don't mind that, it's just our... Oh my god, crazy cat. What? I did not read this one because I didn't care too much, but since it's HBO, I felt like we had to mention it briefly. Peter Berg is going to direct a pilot for a new half-hour show, which...
Is it The Rock?
Automatically means it's a sitcom, even though it sounds more like kind of a drama comedy thing, dramedy, if you will.
Wait, this is The Rock one?
No, yes, but Peter Berg is the guy directing it. He's the director of Friday Night Lights, as well as several other things. It's basically a show about athletes, and it'll show The Rock and probably some other beefed up dudes trying to humanize them.
Wait, The Rock is supposed to be an athlete?
Yes.
He's like a million years old.
But they, it follows both active and retired athletes.
Yeah, retired. He's like an assisted living.
Okay. Yep. So that's a thing.
Does he play himself?
No. I was wondering that, because it seemed like that'd be kind of like meta thing for them to do. But no. But it's, I guess, and how do you... It's probably going to be successful as long as it's not... You're asleep. You just fell asleep. Anyways, so let's move on. Let's end talking about this because I'm interested in IFC's new foray into the TV world. They have this new show Rectify, which has just been renewed for a second season that I really want to watch.
Even though it's
basically the same plot as the TV
your
show.
Mom, your butt.
Life.
Ugh.
Which you know I love. Anyways, AFC is getting into the game. Oh no, was that Sundance or IFC? I get those two channels confused. I think it was Sundance. I think IFC is the one that has Top of the Lake, which is a detective show. Anyways, IFC, home to, what's that show? Portlandia, is getting back into the original scripted game. With some more new shows, including a sketch show featuring Bob Odenkirk.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, so that could be good.
Let's talk about that one.
Oh, there's not much to know about other than the comedy troupe that he's working with is called the Birthday Boys.
Boys.
Yeah, don't know much about them.
Where are my ladies?
But the sitcom is kind of like a melodrama, a hyper melodrama to the point of comedy kind of thing. I don't know. I don't really get the explanation here, because it's kind of like a comedic premise, but supposedly done in like a soap opera style, and it's produced by some people from Funny or Die, based on a short of theirs called The Spoils of Babylon. Basically, the plot is an adopted son of an oil magnate is attracted to the oil magnate's biological daughter. The adopted son will be played by Tobey Maguire, and the biological daughter will be played by Kristen Wiig. So that will...
Was Kristen Wiig in who?
Tobey Maguire.
Ugh.
Yeah. So, it seems like, I don't know, it seems
Elijah
like...
Elijah Wood not available?
I know.
He's too busy filming North 2.
No, he's still on, what's that show, Winston? Wilfred.
Oh, that's still a show?
Yeah. I don't know, I think it's weird because Tobey Maguire supposedly is still in the movie game with playing Nick Carraway in Great Gatsby coming out next week, but he's coming to TV for an IFC show. And an IFC show that seems like it doesn't really know if it's going to be a, like, Children's Hospital-esque parody of a soap opera-style thing, or if it's going to be more of a straightforward sitcom, but with melodramatic elements. I don't know. It's such a weird concept. Will you watch it? You won't watch it? Kristen Wiig?
But Tobey Maguire...
I know. There's so many...
Yeah,
there's so many arguments.
I will watch it.
Okay, that's what I thought. I know. We've got a few minutes left. We should mention that we just watched the Parks and Recreation season finale, and that's probably the one show that we actually have watched on time for the entire season, 2012-2013. Can you think of another show that we've watched more consistently?
Well, 30 Rock before it ended.
Correct, yeah. But that's about it.
But no.
Mm-hmm. So we gotta get back. Is there any shows that you want to watch?
I like shows to get back into.
Yeah.
Or shows we haven't watched yet.
Both.
Well, we're really behind on Raising Hope. I'd give them another show.
Yeah, we gotta spin through that. We kind of dipped off after Sabrina and...
Yeah,
I kind of
got boring.
Wedding. Yeah, a little bit. Kind of like going through the motions kind of thing.
But no, there are no other shows. I don't know, there's some dumb shows that I'm not interested in. Well, I know you want to watch Hannibal.
Mm-hmm. And I'll probably start it this weekend while the cat's away, so to speak. Is that a thing? That's a saying, right? That's what you say when your wife leaves you temporarily?
Yeah, if you're gonna cheat on me.
What? Is that where that phrase comes from?
Yeah.
What does it mean when the cat's away?
Cat's away, the mouse will play.
Oh. Oh, Manhunt is on already?
Speaking of cheating.
Okay. Anyways, we'll try to watch some actual TV. And Mad Men, we fell asleep during the premiere.
I know, but I didn't want to so bad.
But we started at like 10:30 at night.
I know, but it was only good, and then that wasn't on our on-demand anymore after that.
Too bad, so sad. We'll have to get a season pass.
Ugh. I miss you, Mad Men. I love you, Mad Men.
That'll about do it for this bi-weeks edition. This edition of Blogulator Radio.
The new edition. The ammonia edition.
I gotta watch Justified. Man, there's so much to watch. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus even. We are at theblogulator.com as well. God, it's been so long since we updated our website. I couldn't even remember what it was. But stay tuned. We might have some exciting facelift-esque news to announce here on Blog Editor Radio.
Pretty soon.
And also should mention that our sponsor is Netflix.
Yeah, check it out.
If you are like us and can't keep up with actual real live television, it's fun to go watch old shows and not feel like you're
late on all the trends. If you're old and or a parent and or have a real job.
Try Netflix.
You might also enjoy Netflix.
Go to bit.ly/blogflix. That's BLOGFLIX for a free 2-week trial courtesy of Blogulator Radio and Fancy Pants Gangsters Netcast Network. And we will be back in a couple weeks, or Qualler and Bridger will be back in a couple weeks. I'm sure we'll be checking on Game of Thrones soon as season 3 moves towards its close. And thank you for listening, but please don't forget that our
opinions are valid.